Blog Talk Radio.
And for the next half hour, we are going to talk about politics, probably life, Christmas, what it means to you, what it means to me, what it means to the Living Loud Nation, as well as the Uzzle Nation and the Trump Nation, because we are pro-Trump supporters on this show. I am waiting for my co-host to call in. I haven't heard from CJ, but waiting for Jim to get here. So with that being said, I am going to go ahead. Hopefully this won't turn into a solo show where I have to do this by myself, but that's all right because I've done it before. Let's see. What can we talk about? Sorry, I'm a little unprepared. Secretary of State nominee is a flexible pragmatic. Rex W. Tillerson, chairman and chief executive of ExxonMobil, is president-elect Donald J. Trump's pick for Secretary of State. Interesting. Because I thought Exxon had some issues back in the early 2000s. Battle over... No, I don't care about that. John Cash signs one abortion bill in Ohio, but vetoes a more restrictive measure. Governor John Kasich of Ohio last month at the White House, he called the state's 20-week ban the best, most legally sound, and sustainable approach to protecting the sanctity of life, of human life. And the media is still talking about, you know, here's the problem with the media, you know, the mass multimedia or the MMS. They're telling you a bunch of bullshit that's not true. There's an article right here that says the perfect weapon, how Russia cyber power invaded the U.S. I thought we were on good terms with Russia, according to Alex Jones and a couple other people. And I just want to say that without further ado, let me bring on the man of the hour here. Give him a proper intro.
How long gone and how long that takes to desire? So what are they going to do? You won't take a half a woman. They're going to have me. Somebody's going to have to give us a move.
That'll be the last time I do it. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, Mr. Jim Davis.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not for much, man.
You irritated? What's up?
No, I'm not irritated. I just got busy taking the trash out and stuff. That's why I was in there trying to get over here to call.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, well, I was reading some stuff about, you know, the mass media system basically talking about how Russia is, like, causing problems for the United States with the cyber war and the cyber power. But when you go to Drudge Report and Infowars.com, you know, it contradicts what the mass media like CNN and Fox News and ABC, CBS, NBC are putting out, you know, basic bullshit. And I was just kind of covering that. Just and I'm going to go off subject for a second, but all right, so there's this chick. I don't know if she's listening or not. Her name's Frankie Ward. She's from Arlington, Fort Worth, Texas. And we met up on a Craigslist ad for musicians back in 2013. I remember this very vividly. And we were supposed to, you know, we jammed one time at an open mic, Girls Can Play. I didn't talk to this nigga in about 2 years. And I said, hey, what's up, long time nigga? And she says, you got $100. I said, for an interview? And she put a thumbs up, are you ready to invest? Invest in what? Ladies and gentlemen, CJ Glickman.
What's up?
Man, this chick that I was supposed to, like, hook up with and play in a band because she's a drummer. I sent her because I, you know, I was trying to get, you know, some promotion going for the show. I ain't talked to this nigga in about 2 years. We've been friends on Facebook for about 3 or 4. And she goes, I sent her the link and everything. And I said, you want to call in, whatever, listen to the show. And she talking about, you got $100? I said, for an interview? She's like, yeah, you ready to invest? And then I said, invest in what? Nigga, you lost your goddamn mind. Who the hell are you? First of all, you placed out on me on several different occasions. And secondly, I'm not going to
pay
you.
Are you sure she wasn't a whore?
I don't know. I have no idea. I would say some other things, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to defecate. Okay.
Well, I could. You want to talk about what happened to me today?
Yeah, we talked earlier, and you talked me out of not going to gamble.
No. I'm talking about fucking this morning, bro.
This after I talked to you?
Well, this happened technically last night first, and it continued on.
Okay.
So, wait 1 second. I'm telling my dog to go to the bathroom. Bailey, go to the bathroom. You're a good bitch, Bailey.
Take your time. Take your time, dude.
So what ended up happening was, okay, last night I'm about to go to bed. It's around, I'm going to bed early. I just woke up just now. My friend calls me. My friend calls me up, and then I call him back. His name is Dave. He accuses me of texting his fiance threats. Right?
Damn. Okay. I'm with you.
You know me. You know me, right?
Right.
You know, it seems out of character for me to do that.
It's totally out of character.
You know, and the only reason I'm being accused of this is because the number has the same area code as me, as L.A. And she's in Ohio. You know, she just had a surgery where she, you know, where she was massively obese, right?
Right.
And she's about 6'2" and stuff. My friend, he lives in Florida. She lives in Ohio. They've hooked up with each other. I don't know how they did it. I'm thinking about the geography, and I'm also thinking about how they look. But anyway, so all of a sudden, my friend called me up and said that. Said, I'm sending her threats. I tell him, what the fuck are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. He didn't tell me at the time she was listening in. She didn't, you know, she didn't say shit. So this morning, we talked, my friend and I talked, and I said to him, listen, you got to get your bitch in order. Straight up, I told him, you got to handle your bitch, because she's going around and talking shit on me to everybody. Me. I don't understand why other people's girlfriends or fiancés or whatever. You know what? I didn't do shit to her. She's telling people I did all kinds of shit to her. You know, I don't have time for that crap.
You know? Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Yeah, she's just a, you know. And apparently, you know, I thought we were friends. I always, you know, asked him how she was doing, you know. Really, go to the bathroom. Go potty. You woke me up. Thank you for waking me up for the show. But, God, come on. Go to the bathroom. It's cold out here.
Well, what's the weather like out there right now?
Nippy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about 50, 55 here. What about
really?
You, Jim? About the same? The weather where you're at? It's about, what is it like? Is it nippy
it's,
out there, too?
Nippy and rainy.
I think it's 60s, 50 and 60 right now. Wait one sec.
Okay.
I got to put you guys in hold of it.
Well, actually, right now, it's 46 degrees down here.
46, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess when CJ gets back, we can talk about a big topic that just hit just not even 2 hours ago. Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
What the hell?
I'm just pissed off that this bitch has to know to talk shit on me. I didn't do shit to her. And the thing is, she's manipulating my friend.
Well, on a different quick subject, I guess you probably heard about the news. I don't know if you haven't or not. Growing Pains, Patriarch, Alan Thick dies at 69.
What?
What?
Alan Thick has died. Yeah, seriously. You know, Robin Thicke's father, you know, he played in Growing Pains in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
he
what
died,
it is.
He died this evening.
Holy shit.
According to TMZ, which first reported the news, Dick suffered a heart attack while playing hockey with his son and was taken to a Los Angeles area hospital where he was pronounced dead.
Oh, my God. Holy
That's
shit.
Sad. Man.
I was just thinking about him, too, dying. Man, I am a cursed person. I think I saw him on Twitter or something. I don't know. It's just, wow. I don't. It's messed up.
He had his own reality show on the Pop Network. So that was like his comeback. Now yeah, it sucks.
Man. That's shocking. He's so young and vibrant.
Yeah, well, I don't really know what to say. I mean, I was a fan of the show Growing Pains growing up. You know,
I was a fan of the show. Yeah, so was I, dude. That much younger than you guys. You know, I had their cast picture and shit hanging up in my room, autographed. When I was little. Yeah.
Well, another piece of news is, you know, since we're switching things up, you know, made the show more vibrant than anything. Dragon Ball Super, episodes 71 and 72, spoilers. Don't know if you guys follow it like I do religiously. But
I'm not watching that, but talk about it. Feel free.
Episode 71, which is entitled, I'm not really happy with this because I'm a huge Goku mark, is entitled Death of Goku, the hit job that can't be refused, as slated to air on December 18th. The official synopsis of Dragon Ball Super Episode 71, as announced by a reliable source, Herms98, who does all the translations within the Dragon Ball online community. The legendary assassin hit from Universe 6 is going to return, but it looks like in Episode 72, Goku's going to die, and they're speculating Gohan is going to make a master return to prominence. You know, he hasn't done anything since the Majin Buu arc, Majin Buu arc in Dragon Ball Z. And that's been fucking 10 years, 12 years. So.
Yeah, I don't really follow.
It's like, okay, throughout the history of Dragon Ball, and I'm pretty versed in this, Goku has already died twice. But he's never died in the line of. Huh?
What they're. Dude, they run out of storylines.
I don't know what the show's creator, Akira Toriyama, was thinking by trying to kill Goku again. This is going to be the third time.
Well, he's not running the show anymore. I know that much.
Well, he's still writing the manga.
Yeah, he's writing the manga, but he's not running the show.
Yeah, Tori Animation is the one that's pretty much doing all that stuff.
And then it goes to Funimation to dub it. And by
the way, they're dubbing it now.
They don't straight up translate it either. It's rewritten. So you're not even getting the original show in English. You're getting a new story written.
Yeah, the dubs are already set to go. Well, here's something that is interesting. I just looking at some articles.
My dog just made me walk out there for nothing for the first time, and it's 54 degrees right now.
Damn.
And I was out there in shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
I don't want to read that article. That's boring. There's just a lot of shit going on. I'm just looking at Google News and just looking at different stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, if anybody wants to watch free Dragon Ball Z, it's called dubanime.com or .net. It has everything.
Oh, there's
Dragon
a couple
Ball
places.
Z. No, but this has all everything. Dub is called dubanime.net. This has it has Dragon Ball, the whole full series on there. By the way, you can download it off of there. Like, there's literally a download button. So they got every Dragon Ball Z, every Dragon Ball Kai, and I'm talking about everything. Like, everything
yeah,
Dragon Ball, They have everything on there. So in case you want to start, but I couldn't. The reason why I couldn't start watching the show is I was trying to get. I was trying to watch, you know, Dragon Ball. And I'm sitting here and I'm just like, yeah, I can't get into this. It's not because I didn't like it. It's just I felt like I'm a grown man and I felt weird watching it. Not that there's anything wrong with your grown man who watches it. I just couldn't get into the, you know, especially the Dragon Ball, because Dragon Ball seems to be very juvenile. You know?
Yeah, that's why they made that one movie. It sucked.
Oh, God, Dragon Ball Evolution. Don't even get me started on that.
Well,
the director, the director just apologized for it, by the way, a couple of months, a year ago.
Yeah, I read about that the other day.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, the problem with Hollywood is just the fact of where when they see video games or cartoons like Dragon Ball, they're like, okay, well, we'll just get these non-name actors who are just, not really, you know, they're in the big film movies, but don't get their time to shine. We'll just put them in these, you know.
Here's another problem, dude. Here's a problem with that. Remember, I was just listening to something about that last night. Western culture out here, you know, Hollywood's catching up to Asia right now when it comes to karate and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times studios think that America doesn't want to see real karate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
America is about impact. America is about impact of a move. That's what we're into. You know, they say, oh, we want realistic fighting. No. We're about the impact. In Asia and overseas, they're about the moves. The issue with the Dragon Ball is they didn't know what they had. The director even said it. They didn't know what they had. You know, anime characters are supposed to be neutral. They don't really have a race. Am I correct here, Rob?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so they're based. I'm a casual fan of anime. I mostly like the darker stuff. That's why I couldn't get into Dragon Ball Z. I'm more into the darker adult, sort of the adult stuff. You know, I'm more into that stuff. I'm more into gritty and violent, or sophisticated.
Oh, you would have loved the last arc they just finished off on Dragon Ball Super, Future Trunks arc.
Yeah, I just can't get into the characters. I like Goku, you know, casual. But the reason why the movie is they thought they were making kids show into a live action movie, so they were pandering to kids. They didn't realize what they had. Jim, did you mention your wife was a fan?
No, my wife was not a fan of Dragon Ball Z. I know what Dragon Ball Z is. I get it, but I'm not that fanboy. I'll just say this: I'd rather watch Spawn, the animated series, than Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't saying Dragon Ball Z is a terrible cartoon. It's not.
Yeah, it's just.
But
we know what
you
it
know.
Is.
I just
we
can't
get
into
it.
That.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's this tone that I really just can't get into. I feel awkward watching it. And I'm like, if I'm going to, I'm like, I can't devote myself to watch hundreds of episodes of this. You know what I mean?
I can't
do that. I tried to. I was going to, I don't care if anybody hears this. I was going to download from dubanime.net because they have everything on there. Every Dragon Ball incarnation, every series. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I was going to do that, and then I'm like, I can't justify doing that. I'm just, I feel like you have to be, Rob, were you a younger person when you started watching this?
Early 20s.
Early, really?
Yeah, I got into it late. I don't know,
well,
like, do what?
I could see that, you know.
Well,
I was in my
really
late 20s when I got into comic books. I was in my late 20s when I got into comics, so I could see that.
Well, really, it was like my nephew.
I just feel like I don't
like,
have the time.
It was really my nephews that really, that they were watching it, and I sat down and watched it one day with them, and then I was like trying to figure out what was going on and trying to figure out like what the story and the plot was, and then I got hooked. I don't know if it was just the Super Saiyan transformation or just the continuity with the characters.
Stuff looks cool. Stuff looks cool on the show. And by the way, I have done my former business partner and I, before we even started the company, I made him a Super Saiyan because we saw that cool video with that kid that made himself a Super Saiyan. So we did kind of a cartoon version of that where I made my business partner, my ex-business partner, a Super Saiyan. So, yeah, I can see the appeal of watching the show in like, clips. Like, I'll enjoy a clip or two of Dragon Ball Z with the action and stuff, but I can't get into it, especially Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, to me, feels very juvenile, feels more like a kiddie show, you know what I mean? At least from
yeah.
the first episode. I watched the first very first episode of that from 30 years ago. So, yeah, I can't get into it, but am I able to watch if they ever did it, which they never will, but I've seen, like, fake things of it, like fan-made version, Goku versus Superman. That's fun, you know?
Yeah, as much as
you know?
I hate to admit it, Goku cannot fuck with Superman. No matter how much Superman Prime... I mean, if you want to go off just power levels alone, I mean, their stories are very similar. They both came from a planet that was destroyed. They were sent to Earth for a purpose.
And Goku's from the
same
future, right?
No. Mm-hmm. You're thinking of Trunks in DBZ, but basically Superman's story, as you know, came from Krypton. Krypton exploded, he went to Earth, and he was supposed to fulfill a purpose, truth, justice, in the American way. So
yeah, he's
it was
space
a little
Moses.
Opposite.
Yeah, he's space Moses.
Huh?
You know, he got sent away by his parents to other, you know, to be raised by by different people. Space Moses. That's Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, and Goku was sent from the planet Vegeta, whose father was Bardock, and Frieza, one of the main villains on Dragon Ball Z, whatever.
We are officially girl repellents right now. This is officially girl repellents. By the way, back to what we were talking about in the beginning, there is no podcast. There is nobody, I don't even care, even if we were in a bigger show, we would never pay for guests. Have I paid to interview somebody? Yes, I have, but I did that to compensate them for their time because they're a busy actor. Or, you know, they needed the money, and it was a way for me to give them money without making them feel bad, you know what I mean? So have
yeah.
I paid for an interview? Yes, I have. But I was also, you know, making sure that I took care of them because, you know, I wanted to, you know, help them out without embarrassing them. But
we've had Kenny Bowen on here. I mean,
that you talked to for a few years who said you're going to pay me or you want to invest in the show. I just want to say, dude, this is a bitch you need to tell to go fuck off. We would never pay for a guest. Especially some two-bit whore.
Yeah, I'm not even entertaining the thought.
She was acting like a whore because she wanted us to pay for her time.
And I have an idea. And we're on the after party, by the way, so
mm-hmm.
anything goes right now. I have an idea what she would have came on here and talked about. She would have got on here, she would talk about... Oh, praise Jesus with her fucking Oh, dude, I'll send you her fucking profile, and you decide for yourself. I thought the girl was a lesbian, okay? Like a straight-up dyke, but she apparently she has a kid. I mean, she's got, like,
well,
this fucking...
I know a few gay guys, and I know a few dykes who have children. So, obviously, somebody fucked her once, at least.
Yeah. So... And she would have talked about that, and, well, I'm drumming in church and doing this and doing that. I don't want to hear that shit, man. Engage in talking about whatever subject we're talking about. I'm not interested. I mean,
I also would like to make a public service. You texted me something earlier today, and I had to correct you. Now you know.
Oh, that, yeah.
Okay, so to all my fellow straight men out there, there are no such thing, absolutely no such thing, as straight bathhouse, okay? There is no straight place to go to bathhouse-wise. Every bathhouse, I don't care what you say, there is no such thing as a straight bathhouse. If you're going to a bathhouse, you're going to be surrounded by gay dudes. It's a gay hookup place. That's what it is. I don't care where it is. Every bathhouse is for gay people and only gay people. So,
well, what I was referring to was like a massage parlor.
Yeah, a massage
parlor.
But when you say bathhouse, if you would have said bathhouse to the wrong person, they would have thought, you know, because that's what, you know, a massage parlor.
Right, right, right.
The difference between a massage parlor and a bathhouse. I mean,
right.
Night and day. Literally, you go to a bathhouse, you're going to be surrounded by cock. Because that's why you're there.
Yeah. Hell, I'll admit
it.
I don't give a damn. I'm into a couple of massage parlors and had a happy ending.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Who hasn't paid for pussy
is the thing. Who hasn't paid for pussy? You pay for it. Jim, I think I know what your stance is on this. What's your stance about you pay for pussy one way or another?
Well, if you ain't, if you ain't getting laid from your girlfriend or somebody, then yeah, you have to go out and get some, you know, pay for that. And you know, that's about it. I mean, you know.
I've also been robbed by a whore too. So yes, I know how that goes. That's always awkward.
But,
yeah.
But I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, but you know, the one thing you have to remember is that it's just a business. That's it. And it ain't no, I'm gonna call you the next day or whatever. You know.
Exactly.
Security obviously knew something was up when they saw two separate chicks coming to my room the same night in Vegas. That's the great thing about Las Vegas. It's like shooting fish in a barrel there. Not only are there plenty of whores to go around, women there are easier for a guy like me. They just are. I mean, seriously. If you go to Vegas, you're going to get laid if you want to, because whether it's a bridal party, which, by the way, bridal parties, they're full of sluts. And if you're there in Vegas, if a bridal party is there in Vegas, they're there to fuck. Because what happens if
they get
paid in Vegas?
You know, my former roommates and another mutual friend, we had in 2012, around March 2012, they wanted me to go to this fucking big ass like international rave. I forgot what the name of it was, but
I had plane tickets,
had the hotel and the whole thing, and then some financial shit came up and couldn't go. I was this close to going to Vegas. I had my plane ticket, hotel. I have a ticket to what was it called? I can't think of it right now, but It's like a big deal. It happens like once a year.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I've been to Vegas a number of times in my life. I was there when I was a kid for a while, too. And Las Vegas, you know, you could pretty much do whatever you want in Vegas. And by the way, I am dangerous in Las Vegas, left alone to my own devices without adult supervision, because here's what I do in Vegas. I don't even gamble with my money in Vegas. Fuck the gambling. Here's what's available to me in Vegas: sex and drugs. And I'm going to be doing, and I do a lot of that if I'm left to my own devices and my vices, because you can get drugs, you get sex, you got alcohol. You add a little bit of Texas booger sugar up top of that, you know? and you know, you're good to go. So if I'm dangerous, let loose and make it.
Hey, one thing I'll say about this show, despite the changes that we've been making in 2017, trust me, people who's listening to this on the down low, Living Loud Nation, we're going to hit this hard and strong. We're going to hit the sumbitch real, real hard. And now that I got some flow coming in, brand-wise, me and CJ have been talking. Jim, we'll talk off the line. But we're going to take this sumbitch to the next level. And that's not – it's not just – Living Loud Nation, to me, is not just – a name of a podcast that we do once or twice a week on Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand. And I know Rob and I were talking about investing in that brand, and I really want to invest in it because I know I could turn this into something besides just this. You know, I know that I can help, you know, because I've had experience doing that, and I learned from my last mistakes, you know. You learn every time you... Here's a little lesson for everybody before we go. You learn from your failures, because if you don't learn from your failures, you're a fucking moron. So learn from your failures, whether it's whether it's relationships. By the way, to every woman out there, he's never going to change. You're not going to change him. Stop trying to change him. Okay? He's still going to treat you like shit. He's still going to cheat. He's still going to do drugs. Men never change, especially if they're over 30. They're who they are. Get over it. Move on. You're a dumb bitch.
Paid for by the advertisers of CJ Glidden Entertainment and Company. These views are not necessarily the views of Living Loud Nation, but CJ Glidden on his own. I just wanted to throw that disclaimer in there.
I'm just saying, men, we don't change. We really don't. We're who we are after a certain age. That's who we are.
Hey, I'm an asshole. I admit it. I fuck with you. I don't really fuck with you as much as I used to. I mean, like with the buzzing. Oh my god, you would go fucking ape shit. Holy shit. We've had some battles. CJ, you and I have in the past year and a half. We've had some battles.
And you should learn, okay, I should probably not fuck with this guy because he's one of the few people I'm who's actually got my back.
Right.
Because you don't got a lot of people who got your back.
That's rather unfortunate, but that's another topic for another day.
You know?
Y'all got any plans for Christmas?
I am for Christmas Eve. My parents are gonna come by, pick me up. I'm going to my grandma's for Christmas Eve, and then the next day, my dog and I are going to my parents' new house for Christmas, and we're gonna have a family Christmas. Everybody's gonna be going there for Christmas this year because they got a fucking massive new home. My family. Seriously. Yeah. So I'll be doing that this year, and I'm gonna be fucking high as a kite while doing it.
Oh
Oh, boy.
What about you, Jim? What you got going?
Oh, I'll be doing something with my with my uncle, go to his get-together and just have some fun or whatever, you know. So, yeah, that's what I want to do.
What are you doing, Rob? You're muffled.
Oh, yeah.
What are you
going to
do?
Hold on. Let me do this. All right, is that better?
Yeah.
All right. This damn headset, man, I swear, I spent $15 on it. It was the worst $15 investment. I need to get, like, a real headset that'll actually work. I don't like Bluetooth, because Bluetooth is a pain in the ass and charging or whatever, but...
I'm using earbuds.
That's what I was using, but, like, it kept swinging, like, to the... The reason why the sound kept getting muffled is because it keeps swinging, like, to my neck and shit. And that's why I was like, rrr, 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 and you couldn't understand a word I was saying. So, speakerphone I have to do. To answer your question about Christmas, I had no idea. You know how my family works, man. They wait till the last minute to tell you something. And then you're just expected to just drop whatever you're supposed to do. I'll probably go down and see my folks, see my mom, dad, and because pretty much they're the only ones I'm going to buy Christmas for anyway. And that's about it. So I'll probably spend the day with my dad, mom and dad.
And for our Jewish friends, Christmas and Hanukkah fall on the same day this year. So... Happy
Christmas,
everybody.
Yeah, shout out to Jason Glushko, who's a good friend of mine and a fellow Jewish guy.
So, happy Christmas, and may all your Hanukkah wishes come true. I only have a Jewish last name. I don't celebrate it. We're a bunch of atheists that enjoy getting presents and hanging out. and we have, you know,
badger,
we like
badger,
to decorate.
Badger. Anyway. Oh, that reminds me of that time. Speaking of Blog Talk Radio, before we get cut off, there was this guy, I used to follow him on YouTube. I forgot what, I chat on you. That was his name. I chat on you. He used to wear like a Jason mask or some shit. And, like, he had a big following, and he had, like, I think it was called Blog Radio TV, some shit. And, Blog Talk Radio, it's another one. Blog TV, yeah. And he would, like, have us, like, hey, call this number and say, Badger. So, like, we would, like, basically troll all of these different Blog Talk Radio podcasts as they were on live. And the phone lines are just lit up with like 10 or 20 callers. And then people would be like, badger, and then hang up. And then the next person would do badger, over and over again. It was funny as hell. I think that was around 2009 when he did that. I used to watch him. I don't know what happened to him, but he had a good show. Well, anyway, guys, I'm going to cut it off. I don't have anything else to say.
All right, I'm going back to sleep.
I'm going back to – I'm going to bed, too. I'm out.
All
right. Good night.
Good night.
For CJ Glidman and Jim Davis, I'm Rob Strenoff Uzlevich. That's been Living Loud Nation for December 13, 2016. Catch you on the flip side.